Good morning. Welcome to the Beach Business Breakfast Show. This is our final filming for season one. Very successful season. We've filmed about 15 to 17 podcasts with Beach Business Breakfast members. So just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month at Merriweather Surf Club Function Room, 7:30 to 8:30. $10 gets you breakfast, plus informal networking, the opportunity to meet and collaborate with other small business people, medium business people, people just starting out. So to get involved, www.beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au. So we've got Jeremy again today. Jeremy, how are you going?
Hey, everything fantastic, thank you.
Good, and Jacqueline, how are you, Jacqueline?
Awesome, thank you.
Yep, Jacqueline is with ACN, which helps people and business people with their power bills and phone bills and tries to save people a bit of money. So we're just going to have a quick chat with Jacqueline about that. So Jacqueline, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. It's a
Thank
little
you.
Bit cooler, but sun's still out, which is fantastic. So Jacqueline, tell us a bit about what you did before you started doing ACN. What's your sort of background?
My background is pathology many years ago.
Okay.
And then as my parents' health changed, I became a carer for them.
Yep, yep.
And I was doing some studying with business and coaching.
Okay.
And my coach introduced me to the ACN opportunity.
Okay, fantastic. Tell us, before we get on to that, about the pathology, what was that? You were like taking blood from
sticking needles in everybody?
Yeah, taking blood, working in laboratories, yes.
Yeah, cool. Did you work with a blood bank at all at any time, or was it mainly just doing
No, mainly laboratory at the Royal, before the Royal moved, yes.
Okay, so were you like a registered nurse, or were you
laboratory technician.
Okay, cool. Yes. What do you do? What do you do to be a laboratory technician?
4 years of training at Tech.
Okay.
And then later on another 2 years as well.
Excellent.
Diplomas.
And heaps of wearing white coats and
yes.
that sort of thing. Excellent. Oh, you would have met some interesting people doing that, I suppose.
Certainly do, yes.
Yeah. Excellent. So with ACN, tell us a bit about how you got into that. So you were doing some coaching or being coached?
Yeah, I was being coached. I was doing some business courses and one of my coaches had not long started ACN.
Yep, yep.
So she just said to me, you're open to earning an income outside of what you're doing.
Yep.
Absolutely. So I went on to a regional event and listened to the information. I thought, this is just a way to be able to help so many people in many ways.
Yeah, excellent. That's good. So with ACM, from what we understand, we know a little bit about it, of course, that you help people with their like essential services, power, gas, electricity, solar, telecommunications, mobile phone, that sort of thing, and you can look at people's bills and see where you can save the money, is that?
That's correct, yes. We do a free consultation,
yep.
look at what they're paying now, and then offer them savings if there's some there for them.
Yep.
And if they're happy, we just bring their services across.
Okay, excellent.
And, the benefit for you as the person who's taking the time to meet with these people and work out what they want is you get a retainer or something.
You do,
from
you earn
there.
A percentage of
so they're,
billing,
they're getting
yes.
a discount. Assuming they're getting a discount from whatever they're paying, if they do actually have an electricity bill, which most people do, and then you get a reward for that.
That's correct,
taking
yes.
the time to talk to them. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So with the bills, you get what people just send you the bill or you meet with them and look at their bills?
Depending on the person, if it's a different location, they just send me the bills.
Yep.
I do a comparison for them and then share with them what the savings are.
Yep.
And if they're happy with that, we can just help them transfer their services across.
Okay, and is that reasonably painless, transfer over?
Yeah,
I know. Just,
fill in some forms, or what's the process? Someone doesn't come out and cut the wire off and reconnect it or something?
No, the process, we just go on to the Arrow Line store and then go on to whatever service they're looking for, whether it's a phone or power source, and go in and do the comparison with them or at a later time. And once they're happy with that, we just go in and transfer the services across. ACN takes care of all the transfers, so there's no problem for the customer.
Yep.
And we offer to be a personal consultant for the customer for maybe any technical issues that may arise as well, or any follow-up with their first billing to make sure they're happy.
Yep.
So there's always a personal development there
personal
for them.
Personal touch.
I guess there's always edge cases of people who are paying stupid money for their phones and power and not paying attention, which is, we're not going to... No, don't assume that's the normal, but okay, so your average, if there is such a thing, person paying, I don't know, $600 a quarter, $1,000 a quarter, what's their expectation if they're with one of the typical energy providers now? Like, are they going to see like half price, like they get a 5% discount, or like what's typical for
an average? For the average person is around about $30 to $40 savings on a power bill, sometimes more.
Okay.
I've just helped an elderly gentleman with his phone bill. I'm saving $80 on a phone bill every month because he rings a lot of his children, grandchildren, national calls, mobiles. put him on a plan where they're all free on a plan. And he's stoked, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. So we just a bit about ACN, people may not be familiar with them. Give us a bit of a background on ACN.
ACN was established in 1994 in the United States.
Okay.
So they've been established a long time.
Yep.
We're in Australia for 12 years.
Yep.
We're also in another 24 countries.
Okay.
So there's a big network out there, so it's integrity for the company.
Yep.
And whatever country we're in, it has to be set up officially with licenses.
Yep.
A lot of background work has to be done to be able to do it the right way for the people.
Yeah. So 12 years in Australia, and you mentioned it, like you go to regional events. So
yes.
What do you say, okay, like you get introduced to it, you sign up, and then you go along to an event.
Yes.
And get like regular training and that sort of thing. And
yes. Yep. We have local regular training depending on the city we're in.
Yep.
We have regional trainings. From here we go to Sydney.
Yep.
And we have two international events a year
in
the major capital cities.
Okay.
So Gold Coast, Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane.
Yep.
And we have around 3,000 to 4,000 of these events.
Okay.
And we have one of the co-founders, Mike Kupitz, comes over from the United States.
Yep.
He does a lot of the training, and we bring top people in ACN to do training to help build their business.
So the guys who started are still involved?
Yes, the four co-founders are still involved.
Okay.
And they started like we do, helping people save money on their bills.
Yeah.
So they know what we're doing and can relate. Like a lot of CEOs don't even know what the others are doing in their companies. So
that's
how they build it.
Yeah. And I suppose the difference with this model is, like, as Jeremy said, everyone needs power, everyone needs gas. Everyone needs a phone these days, and other things. Whereas some of the other, like network marketing type things, are more discretionary purchases.
Yes.
So you know, it might be your Amway or Nutramedics or those sorts of things. So
they tend to be add-ons to life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a nice to have rather than a must have.
We're not product based, we're customer service. So we're helping people provide a service, looking after the customers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it as a business owner as well. People don't realise they can earn an income on their own bills.
Yeah.
That helps build a business flow for the cash flow for businesses and just for the individual for extra money.
Yeah. So, let's see what sort of objections do people have. It sounds all very like, send me your bill and sign some paperwork and magically I save you a few percent on your power bill, but you must get people who say, oh, I don't know, what if the power goes out? Who do I call? Do I ring you? Or I don't know, what things do people say that you go, oh, well, that's not correct? Or
yeah, we have a good customer support. So if there's a technical issue, we can ring our customer support areas. If there's a power failure and it's a widespread one, well, we just have to notify the provider we're using with power or with phones. A lot of people just contact me and I say, look, let me know what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ring technical support and solve it for you.
Okay. So say last year during the big storms we had and a lot of people were without power, did you get lots of phone calls?
Yes.
Yeah, I imagine.
And then we just pass it on. If people were without power for a long period of time, then they said, look, you've been without power, say, for 2 weeks or whatever, then they take that amount off their billing because they've had no service. And even with phone services, they were down for many times, for long periods of time. And we just let them know the dates were down, and then they just take that off the next billing. So they're not paying for things that they weren't having.
I mean, the retail electricity providers in Australia, at least, they're all basically have the same kind of rules, I suppose. And essentially, they're back of house by Ausgrid, I guess, in this part of New South Wales, right? So if you sign up with, they change their names all the time, like Red Energy, Energy Australia, they don't have technicians going out and touching telephone poles and power poles. It's just back to the wholesale provider, so it wouldn't really it's not like ACN has to train their own layer two technicians to connect you up or anything, is it? So
but I suppose Jacqueline said it's it saves you fighting with the power company. They'll go to the power company for you and say, look, Merv and Mary's power's down for 10 days, so look after them.
But the infrastructure or the technical side of things is basically same as what you've had before. Like that's more or less, it's the same electricity, that someone else is doing the customer service for you in that sense, isn't it?
It's just a different name on the top of the billing.
And so does the bill come from ACM or does the bill come from the supplier?
Depending on if it's energy bills, it'll come, say, from Energy Australia or Click Energy.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a mobile phone service, it'll come via Vodafone.
Yep.
And the others come via ACN.
Yep.
If it's home security, it's by ADT.
Okay. So you get home security as well.
And small business.
Security for small business. Yes. So that is that like where you have the little
monitoring
driving
alarm.
Around at 2 in the morning putting cards in there and checking on the things and when the alarm goes off, going in there and that sort of thing?
That's right.
Yeah. So with home security, is that sort of reasonably popular these days?
It is. A lot of people with situations changing these days. You can have it just back to base. You can have it more secure where you can just check from your mobile phone, check at home to find out what's going on with cameras and that, or just have a basic one. So there's fully automation and there's a basic one.
Okay. So there's plenty of options there.
Yes.
Depends on how many people are getting broken into, I imagine.
Yes.
So where do you get your customers from? Like how does that happen?
A lot of it's locally. I might meet people at a networking group.
And this like is the where, beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au?
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
A lot of the networking groups, they have a lot of other business skills.
Yeah.
And then we sort of refer others on. Like Mum had a problem with her bathroom.
Yeah.
I knew an electrician in one of our networking groups.
Yeah.
They've come and resolved Mum's bathroom problem with there was a safety within the light switches.
Okay.
So he's fixed all that for me. So it's referring everyone else in the business groups.
And also telling them what you can do not only for them but also either you can do for their customers or if they come on board as an IBO. They can do it for their customers and earn money off their customers' bills.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's pretty good. So, mainly word of mouth. Do you?
Mainly word of mouth. Yes.
Does ACN advertise? I don't think I've seen.
No, we don't advertise like the major providers because that way we can pass the savings on.
Yeah.
It's relationship marketing.
Yeah.
And that's what works best.
Yeah. No, that's good. So, no advertising direct to the customer, and that's where ACN.
It's really people find out about it because a friend's got it, or because you've approached them, or someone's mentioned it, or something.
Yes, and you look after your customer; they'll refer you on.
So, from memory, it's reasonably cheap by network marketing standards to come on board as an IBO.
That's correct. It's $495 to come on board.
Yep.
In Australia, it's a similar cost depending on the country.
Yep.
It gives you a full up and running website. ACN takes care of all that for you.
Yep.
Any updates that need doing.
Yep.
Any new products that come through or upgrades on any of the services that come through, ACN does all that for you. And you get a notification to say, look, we've just provided this new service.
Yep.
There's an upgrade on that. Have a look at it. There's more benefit for the customers.
Yeah. And what sort of new things are they looking to bring on? Or are they sort of, is ACN reasonably happy with its product suite at the moment?
There's a lot of new services coming through. In America, we have our own energy provider.
Okay.
Zoom Energy, and that will come to Australia in time, in a short period.
Yep.
We also...
So that'll be like you've got, as Jeremy mentioned, Red Energy and a few other direct power and some of the others, so there'll be Zoom Energy.
Zoom is their own energy provider in the United States.
Yep.
There's also merchant services in the United States, so a lot of businesses here have a credit card facility.
Yep.
They have to pay the bank a percentage on every transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Once that comes here, you do it as a business owner, you receive that commission.
Oh, okay.
That's an extra income for the business.
Okay. Rather than the bank getting it.
That's right.
Yeah, the banks don't need more help getting rich, do they?
No.
That's good. So, that sounds quite interesting. So I know that we've got a few people who do ACN in our Beach Business Breakfast, which is good. You know, the more people doing the same thing or different things, the better. It doesn't really matter.
You've been going to a few training conferences and motivational events and things like that. So share with us some snippets of wisdom that may be generally applicable. So not like, how do I fill in the form faster with ACN, but like just what have you learnt that you think, that's really interesting, I didn't think about it before.
A lot of the things is be 100% coachable. Listen to what they're doing, because there's a lot of successful people out there, either in our field or other fields.
Yep.
Listen what they're doing, watch what they do and do what they do, because they're successful.
Mm. Yep.
And if we follow what they do, we will be successful. And share this information with your new team members and anybody else you might meet.
Yeah.
It's definitely having mentors around you or people that you can aspire to or run things past in your business is a big help. It's especially if you're like a sole operator or entrepreneur or whatever, or you haven't got, maybe you haven't got understanding family or friends or whatever, you need someone that you can lean on and say, well, how do you get past this problem?
So, I suppose the thing is like with ACN, as you say, if you can say to people, look, can I help you try and save some money? It's not a bad opening line.
That's right. So you just ask the favour.
Yeah.
If I can help you save some money. And we all have a big reason why we're doing a business.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. You have told me about that
My
before.
Big reason why is I have a sister with breast cancer.
Yeah.
So I want to set up a foundation for people with breast cancer and serious illness to be able to access the money for their treatments.
Yeah.
It just takes the burden off the family.
Yeah, this is quite expensive.
It is. Yeah. It's cost Jenny over 10 grand for radiation.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's, you know, a lot of people are out of pocket and can't afford the costs, and they're passing away because they can't afford costs.
Yeah. So I think you mentioned that ACN also support a couple of causes.
Yes, with food bank as well. Every time someone pays their phone bill, ACN donate to food bank.
Yep.
To help feed children and families in Australia.
Okay.
So the last 18 months, we've fed over 100,000 families.
Wow, that's great, isn't it?
And also Ronald McDonald House. At every big conference, we raise money.
Yep.
Last month on the Gold Coast, we raised over $28,000.
Wow, that's good.
And that helps keep a family together while the families are having treatments.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, there's a Ronald McDonald House at John Allen Hospital, isn't there? Yeah, there's quite a few of them around. So that's, that's good, isn't it? So it's a nice extra thing to know.
Good corporate responsibility and showing a bit of extra effort that isn't necessarily required but makes people think it's doing the right thing.
Yes.
So Jacqueline, if you were starting ACN today, like today was your first day, what would you do differently to what you've done? Because how long have you been doing ACN for?
Just over 3 years.
Just over 3 years, and you've won an award, I think, which was for something in Asia Pacific.
Yeah, 15th place in Asia Pacific.
Sensational.
Yes.
We're amongst royalty here.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, no, that's
Get
great.
Acknowledged
that's
for the work you're doing and helping people. Yeah. And a lot of companies don't do that.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, so someone was just yelling now, I didn't quite catch that.
It's a bit nice shirts.
Oh, nice shirts, okay, cool. Good to see people noticing.
Yeah.
Now that we're an internet sensation.
Oh, it all helps, doesn't it?
So, yeah. So, well, thanks for coming in, Jacqueline.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate your time, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate time, and joining the Beach Business Breakfast, www.beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au, you'll meet passionate business people like Jeremy and Jacqueline and some of the other people that we've had on the show and we'll have into the future. So this is going to be the end of, well, the ones we're doing today, the end of season one, and then we'll rip into season two shortly thereafter. So thanks again, Jacqueline.
Okay,
have a
thank
great
you
day.
Very much. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.